Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Pastor Erica here, PE. Rise and shine for another podcast, Life, Memos That Give Life. Good morning. Do me a favor and subscribe. Tell somebody about it. It's going to be great. Finally, the podcast that gives you life. Good morning, rise and shine. It is your girl here, P.E., Pastor Erica. It's a great day to be alive. And I know it may not seem as perfect to you, but the fact that you're breathing and that you are alive, I mean, there's hope, there's a plan, and you have a future. God allow you to see this day. And I promise you, in 2020, so many have not been so fortunate. We are fortunate. You know, our last podcast, I talked about being intentional. I've been taking this time that seems like a world pause, that the pandemic and a few political episodes have put the world on a pause. I've been taking this time to self-reflect and think about my relational values, how I value relationship. What are my core values concerning those things? What do I believe about them? And correcting some erroneous thoughts and dogma that I've embraced, centered around my romantic life, around my social life, my platonic relationships as well, and my business relationships are ministerial. And I found out some things about myself I did not like. When you take the flashlight onto your soul, which is the Word of God, and you begin to look into the mirror, you sometimes spot some things you don't like. And I realize there have been many times where I've messed up and put assignments in columns that they didn't, relational columns they didn't belong in, which cost me greatly. There were times where I chose company over covenant. Oh yeah, we've all been guilty of that. Even for a moment, it'll cost you. And so I was thinking, and with that in mind, my mind rambled on, or roamed, excuse me, over to Deacon Aaron Johnson, my dad. You know, oftentimes we will go and drink a cup of coffee and while he's doing his devotion and discuss the word. We'll go between the word of God and sometimes we venture into politics. It just depends. But I can remember my dad saying to me, there are no revolving doors. Can I say that again for the people in the back room? There are no revolving doors. In other words, he was saying, Erica, once you've moved on from something that you've discovered to be toxic, it's in your best interest to keep it moving forward. No revolving doors, no backdoor entry, no window entry, no desperate moment entry, no low self-esteem entry, no low self-perspective entry, just no re-entering. And I at first, you know, I was like, yeah, that's good philosophy. But as I began to dig a little deeper about relational values, understanding where people go, and sometimes people are great for your destiny, but give them time to be that. They just might be too toxic for you right now. Anyway, you got to know where to place people. So as I begin to learn, and I've been reading, of course, you know, the relational intelligence and by Dr. Darius Daniels, whom I respect, by the way. That book is really good. It had me thinking. In one part of the book, it talks about, where am I? You know, before you can know how to place people, where are you? Where am I? What do I need? What do I realistically need in this season? What do I have? What do I realistically have? Can I be honest with myself? And who do I need to pursue right now? Because based on where I'm at, based on what I have, And based on what I need, it'll help me determine who I need to pursue or who I need to realign or delete altogether. I just want to encourage you and admonish you to take advantage of this, what I call the world pause. When the world is in a crisis and a crux and they don't know what to do, and everybody's at a pause, and take advantage of it. Do some self-reflecting. Don't be afraid to be alone with your thoughts. This could cost you everything. This next move you're going to make, don't be preemptive. Don't be in a rush. It could cost you everything. In fact, slow down, reevaluate. And remember, everything that feels good to you is not always good for you. And everything you actually want is not all. It's not, obviously, it's not always what you need. I want, shucks, it's Thanksgiving season. I wanted tons of cake and I indulged tons of sweets. And hence, you hear my voice? I have been wired and now I need to rest and reset my whole body because it wasn't so good for me. It just felt, tastes good to me, you know. I'm just talking this morning. I wanted to encourage someone. I'm praying that God give you the strength to walk away from every unhealthy connection, every unhealthy attachment, every unhealthy soul tie, and every unhealthy alliance. I'm praying for your strength. I'm praying that God give you the wisdom to navigate your life, that you won't look back, that there will be no revolving doors. When Lot was asked to leave Sodom and Gomorrah because God was planning to destroy that place. Sometimes God is saying leave because he knows where destruction will happen. And so when Lot was asked to leave and bring his family and his wife looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. They were instructed to not look back. I'm praying for you as I continue to pray for myself to not look back. Oh, God, it's tempting. It's tempting. The things that cause us to want to look back is things like memories or maybe how someone made you feel at a moment, or maybe, you know, how that victory made you feel, that success made you feel. Because some of you looking back to yesterday's success, you're memorializing it. You're making some big monument out of it. And it's about to cause you a moment of death. Oh, not a moment. It's about to call you certain death. And but it could be an opportunity, past success, how it made you feel. We have emotional attachments to people, places, and things and experiences. You know, we're all guilty of wanting to look back at a moment and create some monument out of it. But if we're not careful, we'll create a mausoleum. And everything about our lives is dead now. And so I'm encouraging you as I'm encouraging myself to keep looking forward. Yeah, we got to keep looking forward. I'm praying for your strength. May God strengthen you to remember your why. I heard it said that why power is stronger than willpower. Remember your why and keep moving forward. It's your girl, P.E., here with another memo that gives life. Be intentional. Here's my single confession. There are no revolving doors. Bye-bye now.